湾区第三次的社青联恩会。
And today begins the third YSC of the Bay Area.
啊，那我们社青联恩会有一个主题叫做平衡的生活。
And the theme for this YSC is a life at the well.
啊，请看创世纪二十六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 26.
啊，创世纪二十六章
，Genesis
26，二十三节
，Verse 23。
啊，创世纪二十六章二十三节
，Genesis chapter 26 verse 23。
以撒从那里把上别示巴去，这里说以撒搬到别示巴。
Here says Isaac went moved to Beersheba.
啊，在美国搬家是很平常的一件事情。
It is very common for the Americans to move around.
所以平均啊六七年啊啊这个人的房子就卖一次。
And so on average, every 6 to 7 years, people will sell their homes.
因为工作改变就要搬家。
Because they have changed their jobs and so they need to relocate.
美国太大了。
And the United States is very big.
所以搬家是平常的事情。
And so it's very common for people to move around.
啊，那以撒搬家以后他做什么事情？
So what did Isaac do after he moved?
二十五节。
Verse 25.
创世纪二十六章二十五节。
Genesis chapter 26 verse 25.
以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告神的名，并且支搭帐篷。他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。这里讲以撒做了三件事情。
Here mentions that Isaac did three things.
这三件事情代表生活的三个内容。
This is the three contents of life.
第一个是筑一座坛。
The first thing he did was to build an altar.
要求告神的名。
And called on the name of the Lord.
这是他的属灵生活。
This is his spiritual life.
也就是信仰生活。
Which is the life of faith.
也就是他跟神的关系。
Which is his relationship with God.
那第二个是支搭帐篷。
The second thing he did was to pitch a tent.
那当时的人是住在帐篷里面。
At that time, people dwell in tents.
那支搭帐篷代表他的家庭。
And pitching a tent represents his family life.
也就是他的生活的第二个内容。
Which is the second content of his life.
他跟家人的关系。
Which is his relationship with his family members.
那第三个是挖一口井。
The third thing he did was to dig a well.
挖一口井啊，在当时是啊牧羊的社会，所以挖一口井是代表当时的职业。
Because it was a pastoral society back then, digging a well represents his career.
也就是他的职业生活。
Which is his career life.
因此，一个人的生活有这个三大内容。
And so in everyone's lives, there are these three major contents.
信仰生活、家庭生活、职业生活。
Religious life, family life, and also working life.
那这个三个生活都要照顾得很好，生活必须要平衡。
And so to be able to tend to all three contents, we must have a very good balance.
那如果我们在哪个生活花的时间不够，那个生活就会发生问题。
If at any one of these contents we do not invest enough time, then we will have problems in that content.
我们很容易了解，如果你职业用心不够，时间花的不够，你职业会发生问题，事业会有问题。
It's easy for us to imagine if we don't spend enough time or energy in our careers, then we will have problems at work.
那事业一发生问题，可能我们经济就会有问题。
And if we have problems at work, then we might have financial issues.
所以我们现在差不多整个全心全力都灌在事业上面。
So most people will devote their whole hearts to their careers.
那在灌在事业上面，我们无形中常常忽略了我们跟神的关系。
But such a devotion to work sometimes will make us compromise our relationship with God.
因为我们整个心都被学业事业绑住了。
Because our entire heart is bounded by work or school.
所以就没有心去想神的事情。
And we do not have the heart or the time to think of God's
matters. 我们花太多时间在事业或者学业上。
If we spend too much time in our careers or at school.
变成我们没有时间在神的事情上。
It means that we do not have any more time for God.
所以信仰就一直在走退步。
And so our life of faith will decline.
所以有的事业很成功，但是信仰破产。
And so many people are very successful in their careers, but their spiritual lives are failing.
有的是书读毕业的，但信仰也毕业了。
Some people, when they graduate from school, they also graduate from faith.
就是没有平衡。
Meaning that there is no balance.
那也有可能就是影响家庭。
And it could also affect your family life.
为着追求事业的成功，有的是没有家庭，没有家庭生活。
Some in their pursuit of careers, they will forsake their family life.
回家除了睡觉以外，没有什么家庭生活。
The other than going home to sleep, they have no other family life.
所以家庭就是睡觉的地方。
And so the home becomes a place to sleep.
除了这个，没有什么家庭生活。
Other than that, there is no other family activities.
那这样的生活值得我们羡慕吗？
Is this a type of life that we look up to?
一个人只有事业，没有信仰，没有家庭，值得我们羡慕吗？
A person whose life composed of only work, no spirituality and no family is something we want.
我们来试想一个问题。
So this leads us to ponder on a problem.
但是很可能我们现在在美国，很可能就是我们这么认真做工，就是为着要养家庭。
In America, oftentimes we work so hard to support our families.
所以除了我们认真做工之外，再来就是注重家庭生活。
And so after we emphasize in our career lives, we look into our family lives.
所以神就变成第三，等于说没有时间给神了。
So that means that God becomes number three, meaning we don't have any more time for God.
最近有一篇文章在报道。
Recently, there's an article.
我不晓得诸位可能有看过。
I don't know if you've read it.
他说欧洲如果照这个倾向下去。
It says that if Europe continues this trend.
再过一百年，欧洲的收入会变成美国的一半。
That in 100 years, then the mean income of the Europeans is half of that of the Americans.
因为欧洲人很注重生活。
Because the Europeans emphasize in their life.
所以每一年有多少假期是不可以少的。
So every year they do not fail to take their vacations.
那他们很注重生活的享受。
They emphasize on the enjoyments of life.
这个是生活的品质。
Because they think this is their quality.
因此他的生产力跟美国比不上。
And so their production rates cannot compare without the United States.
那从他们看来啊，美国好像疯狂一样。
To them, the people in the United States have gone mad.
投入在工作的成就上多到家庭生活、个人的休闲生活都没有。
That the Americans have dived themselves into the career lives to the point where they do not have a family life anymore.
那虽然欧洲人注重家庭生活、个人的生活。
So even though the Europeans emphasize on family life and personal life,
但是我们知道，欧洲你去参观啊，大部分都是古堡跟老的教堂。
If you go visit the European countries, you see that they have many castles and old chapels.
欧洲的基督教信仰差不多已经破产了。
That the religious faith in Europe has basically gone away.
年轻一代已经没有人去教会了。
That the younger generation no longer go to church.
只剩下老人去。
Only the older ones go.
所以他们是强调家庭生活，强调职业，但是没有神。
So they emphasize on family life and also career life and no God.
那这个生活也不值得羡慕。
And so their lifestyle is also not worthy of our admiration.
我们真的要羡慕是一个人有很好的信仰。
What we need to admire is a person who has great faith.
教会里面有很好的服事。
That they serve well in the church.
那家庭也不错。
And they have a good family.
全家大小有好的品德，有敬畏神。
That everyone in the family have good virtues and worship God.
然后在事业上有一个正当的职业，敬业乐趣。
And they have a decent career path and they strive hard in it.
就是对职业很尊重，很认真做，但是在周围的人大家很和睦。
Meaning that they do their work and they try very hard at work and they're at peace with everyone.
那如果我们在周围能够看到这样的人，那个才是我们效法的榜样。
If we see such a person around us, this is a person we should exemplify.
如果我们一直去效法那只在事业很成功、没有家庭、没有信仰的人，我们会走偏了。
If we only imitate one who dives themselves into career life without anything else, then we will go astray.
有时候我们自己也不知道。
And to the point where we do not even know that we have gone astray.
所以以撒搬到别示巴有这三个生活。
And so when Isaac moved to Beersheba, he has these three lives.
而且这个三个生活有一个次序。
And these three lives has its order.
信仰生活是第一。
Spiritual life comes first.
家庭生活是第二。
Family life comes second.
职业生活是第三。
And career life is third.
这个并不表示说我们可以随随便便来做我们的工作，在学校里面随随便便读书。
This does not mean that we can slack off at work or not study hard at school.
这是指着当这三个有冲突的时候。
This is when these three aspects are in conflict with one another.
这里应该要有一个顺序。
That there should be an order.
那首先我们对职业要有一个正确的认识之前，我们要先对人生有一个全盘的概念。
So first, before we have an understanding of our careers, we should have a general understanding of life.
因为 职业只是人生全部的一部分，职业不是人生的全部。
Because career is only one part of the of our life, it is not our lives completely.
所以人对职业要有一个了解，需要对人生有整个的一个概念，到底人生是什么。
So to have an understanding of our career lives, we have to understand what is life about, what is the meaning of life.
但是你的人生观跟我的也可能不一样。
Perhaps your meaning of life is different from mine.
那我的跟他的可能也不一样。
And mine is yet different from another.
为什么？
How come?
因为大家想法不太一样。
Because everybody has different concepts.
那怎么样对人生有一个全盘很正确的看法？
So how do we have a correct view of life as a whole?
这个需要对神有认识。
This is to have an understanding of God.
所以这个三个是关联的。
So all three aspects are interrelated.
因为对神有认识。
Because if you have an understanding of God,
所以我们知道什么是人生。
Then you know what is life.
因为我们知道什么是人生。
If you know what is life,
所以我们对职业才有一个正确的态度跟观念。
Then we will have a correct attitude towards work.
如果第一个没有，
if we do not have the first,
我不认识神，
meaning I do not understand who God is,
我对人生的认识就不完全。
Then my understanding of life is incomplete.
那如果对人生认识不完全，
and if we do not have a complete understanding of life,
我对职业的看法就会偏差。
Then my attitude or view of career is a little deviated.
那现在最问题的关键就是从神看来人生是什么。
And so the crux of the matter is, what is life according to God?
那如果没有神，这个人生又是什么？
And without God, what is life like?
那这个先解决了，我们再来看那职业是怎么一回事。
So we figure this out, then we can see what work is.
先看诗篇九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
第一节
Verse 1
诗篇九十篇的第一节
Psalm 90 verse 1
主啊你世世代代做我们的居所第二节
2
诸山未曾生出地与世界未曾造成从亘古到永远你是神这里是摩西的祷告
This is the prayer of Moses
摩西是在当时学的埃及一切的教育说话行事有能力的一个青年
And Moses was one who had learned all the knowledge of Egypt and he was good with words and deeds.
而且摩西住过王宫。
And Moses had lived in the palace before.
在属灵上摩西是神人。
But spiritually, Moses is one of God.
所以属世属灵摩西都相当突出。
So secularly and spiritually, Moses stands out.
那么他对人生一个结论，第一个就是神啊，你是我的居所。
And the first conclusion he has of life is that Lord, you have been our dwelling place.
他称神做他的主。
He called God his Lord.
也就是你是我的主宰，你在掌管我，你在控制我。
Meaning you're my Lord, you control me and you have a hold of me.
我愿意来顺服你，你是我的主。
I'm willing to submit to you.
而且你是我的居所。
And also he says he is our dwelling place.
我愿意亲近你。
Meaning I am willing to draw close to you.
我愿意你跟我同在。
I wish that you are with me.
居所是住在一起的。
Dwelling places where you dwell together.
那摩西对神的认识在讲第二节。
And further on in verse 2.
诸山未曾生出，地与世界未曾道成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you have formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
神是创造宇宙的神。
God is the creator of the universe.
那这个在讲什么？
What does this mean?
这个在讲神的伟大。
This is talking about the might of God.
神的能力能够大到他创造一个宇宙你没有办法了解。
God is so great to the point that he created a world that we cannot understand.
神的能力能够大到他创造这个最微小的物质的存在你没有办法了解。
God is great to the point where he created a small plant which you cannot understand.
这个也代表神的智慧。
All this also represents God's wisdom.
神的智慧大到你花一辈子没有办法了解他创造的一部分。
God's wisdom is so great that if you spend your whole lifetime, you cannot understand but a little of what he has created.
这个也代表神的慈爱。
And this also represents God's love.
我们看这个万物的奇妙。
If we see the marvelous works of the world,
一个花一个草的存在都代表神的慈爱。
Every blade of grass and every flower represents God's existence.
所以摩西在第二节是在描写创造万物的神，他是伟大的。
And so in
verse, 他是慈爱的。
Verse 2, Moses mentions the God, the creator of the universe, he is mighty and he is love.
那从这一位神的立场来看，生命是什么？
So from the standpoint of God, what is life?
那这是第三节开始。
This is talked about from verse 3.
你使世人归于尘土，你说世人要归回，我们要归回尘土。
Here it says that man needs to return from dust.
什么叫做归回尘土？
What is to return?
就是死。
Which is to die.
有一天我们都会死。
One day we will all die.
这个是人生一个不可避免的事实。
This is something unavoidable in life.
而且这个事实是每一天越来越靠近。
And this is a day that draws closer every day.
当死来到那一天，
The day when death comes,
我们就埋到土里面归回尘土。
Will be buried in the dust and return to dust.
这个没有一个人能够逃避的。
This is not anything someone can refrain from.
这是人生的终结。
This is the end all of life.
好，第四节。
Verse four.
在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。
For a thousand years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, like a watch in the night.
圣经最长寿的人叫做马图撒拉。
The longest, the person with the longest longevity in the Bible is Methuselah.
969岁。
He lived 969 years old.
差31年就1000年了。
He was 31 years shy of 1,000 years old.
但是这么长的岁数，在神看起来好像一天。
But even such a long life was just like a day in God's eyes.
那摩西那个世代是七八十岁，跟我们现在一样。
In Moses' generation, people lived around 70 or 80 years old, which is like today.
十分之一的这个岁数都不够啊，马图撒拉的岁数。
This is not even one tenth of Methuselah's lifespan.
所以这叫做一更。
So this is one watch.
所以人生是很短的。
And so life is very short.
真的，一眨眼，三十、四十、五十，一直过去。
With a blink of an eye, 30 or 40 or 50 years will go by.
人是很短的。
Life is very short.
但是短还不是最可怕的。
But being short is not the worst.
最可怕是第五节。
Verse 5.
你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨他们如生长的草。第六节。
Verse 6.
早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。我用中文为主 来解释。这里说你叫他们如水冲去。
Here says that you carry them away like a flood.
这个好像什么？
What is this like?
你看尼加高拉瀑布这样一直往下流，流过去就不再回来。
You see the Niagara Falls, once the water comes down, it flows away and never comes back.
所以人这个日子一过去，好像水流过去就不再回来。
And so a person's life is like water which flows by and never comes back.
今天是2月18号。
Today is February 18th.
昨天2月17号。
Yesterday was February 17th.
昨天永远不再回来。
Yesterday will never come back again.
过去就不再回来。
The past never returns.
表示人只能活一次。
Meaning that you only live once.
你没有第二次的机会。
You do not have a second chance.
过去就不再回来。
Whatever has passed cannot come back.
一天一天过去，我们日子越来越少。
So as days go on, you have less and less days.
你没有第二次的机会再活。
There is no second chance to live again.
所以我们一定要过得很有智慧，因为没有第二次机会。
So we have to live wisely because we do not have a second chance.
如果有一天我们要断气了，
If one day we were to give up our last breath,
我发现我人生走错了路。
And we realize that we have walked life all
wrong. 我对人生的基本假设是错误的。
My fundamental assumption of life has been wrong.
那已经过去了。
But it would be already in the past.
没有机会了。
There is no second chance.
那接下去说，他们如睡一觉。
And then it says they are like asleep.
我们在睡觉的时候做了一场美梦。
Sometimes when we're sleeping, we have a wonderful dream.
哇，梦的时候非常好。
The dream was wonderful.
但是醒过来那只是梦。
But when we awake, we realize it
was but a dream. 事实是跟梦不一样。
Reality and life was different.
我们在青年在小的时候有梦想。
When we're little, we have dreams.
但是你到五六十岁回头过来看，
But when you're 50 or 60, you look back in your life.
有几个梦想实现了？
How many of these dreams come true?
这个就是人生。
This is life.
好像睡一觉。
They're like asleep.
你有你的理想。
You have your ideals.
但是真的达到理想的没有几个人。
But very few people actually reach their ideals.
这好像睡一觉。
So it is like asleep.
那人又好像花跟草。
Man is also like grass.
你看那个花开得最漂亮的时候很吸引人。
You see that the flowers at the peak of their blossom, they're very beautiful.
所以花正要开的时候价值最高。
And so flowers in their, when they're bulbs, they have the highest value.
那花开了以后，
Once the flower has blossomed,
大概就是 on sale, 买一送一。
They go on sale, you can get two for one.
因为价值已经开始在掉了。
Because their value has already started to drop.
所以人有一个巅峰。
And so every human being has their climax.
当太阳达到最高点就是开始往下降。
When the sun reaches the highest point, it is on its descent.
当夏天达到最热，就开始往下消失。
When the summer has reached its peak temperature, it starts to go down.
所以人是会往上爬，也会往下降。
So a man will ascend and also decline.
人的起点一样。
Every person starts out the same.
每一个人空手而来。
Everyone comes to the earth empty-handed.
起点开始以后，每个人的机会、才能、努力不一样。
But after the starting point, everybody's chance, abilities in life are different.
所以你发现哦，到了你三十岁的时候
，So you realize when you're 30 years old.
以前小学的同学有的做教授，有的做什么，有做什么，做什么。
That your elementary school classmates, some become professors, others become other professions.
成就不一样啊。
They have different professions.
但是到他死的那一天，又调回到原点。
But when, on the day of their death, they go back to their original self.
转眼成空。
Everything becomes empty again.
一毛拿不走。
They cannot take one pencil.
他已经被忘记了。
They have been forgotten.
因为那开得很漂亮的花凋谢了，就把它扫掉，丢在垃圾桶，跟看新的花。
Because a flower that has passed its blossoming will wither and be swept away to the trash.
所以人在一个特定的时刻，每个人不一样。
So everybody has a different appointed time.
很是令人羡慕。
And some people will be admired by others.
但是人生的终点每个人一样。
But everybody has the same end point in life.
那如果我们认定这个价，这一个事实。
And if we realize this truth.
我们等一下回来看工作，就有一个很清楚的了解。
And we will have a better understanding when we look at work.
到底工作怎么一回事。
That what is work all about.
所以这个人生好像花跟草一样。
So life is like grass and flowers.
会凋谢，会枯干。
They will wither and dry away.
但是这还不是最可怕。
But this is still not yet the worst.
最可怕的是什么？
What is the worst?
第七节。
Verse 7.
从第八节先。
Verse 8 actually.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你的面光之中。第九节。
Verse 9.
我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下，我能度尽的年岁好像一声的叹息。摩西作诗啊，说他在讲说我们人有罪了。
And so in Moses' psalm, he says, we have sinned.
你将我们的罪摆在你的面前，神把我们所犯的大小罪摆在他面前，你说没有，没有，神说 你有。
You have set our iniquities before you. God has shown us our sins.
你没有办法逃避的。
You cannot escape your
sins. 隐恶，就是你心最深处，大家都不知道，那个恶神要把它挖出来。
Your secret sins will be in the light, meaning God will dig out your secret sins that nobody else knows.
你暗中所犯的。
Things that you have done in the dark.
你在工作场所怎么勾心斗角，啪踏着别人背上爬上去，那个在神面前都是隐恶。
How you have trampled on others in the workplace to move ahead, God knows.
你怎么为着利不计义，不计这个义呀、不计神的道理，这个都是隐恶。
That to reach your goals, you have used all means. These God will know.
这个都要拿出来审判。
All these will be brought out to judgment.
所以我们在工作场所，我们要知道。
And so in the workplace, we have to know
工作不只是赚钱了。
That work is not only just earning a living.
神在看。
God is watching.
如果在工作里面有恶，这个会被审判。
If you do evil in your work, God will judge you.
然后在第七节说
Verse 7 says,
我们因你的怒气而消灭。
We have been consumed by your anger.
第九节
Verse 9,
我们在你的震怒之下。
That we are under your wrath.
所以人是活在神的震怒之下。
So man lives under the wrath of God.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们是七十岁，强壮的八十岁。
The days of our lives are 70 years, and by reason of strength, we're 80.
人能够夸什么？
But yet, what can we boast of?
劳苦愁烦。
Only labor and sorrow.
转眼成空。
Everything is cut off and we fly away.
有时候你到老人院去看。
So sometimes if you go to the nursing home.
经济好的就住比较好的老人院。
Those who were successful in life live in nicer nursing homes.
经济差的就住比较差的老人院。
Those who are poor live in poorer nursing homes.
你坐下来问问看，你过去做什么？
If you sit down with them and ask, what did you do in your life?
也有董事长，也有总经理。
There are CEOs and there are VPs.
也有很有成就的。
And there are many people who are very successful.
你现在可以夸什么？
But yet, what can they boast of now?
你发现他没有什么可以夸。
You realize that they have nothing they can boast of.
即使他夸，谁会去听？
Even if they were to boast, who was willing to listen?
因为他们已经快过去了。
Because they're about to pass away.
已经花草快凋谢了。
They're like a flower about to be withered.
这个就是人生。
And this is life.
那我们对这个人生有一个认识。
Once we have an understanding of life,
我们才知道那工作怎么一回事。
Then we will understand what is work all
about. 请看传道书第一章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
所罗门也是一个智者。
Solomon is also a wise man.
第一章第二节。
Chapter 1 verse 2.
传道者说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Vanity is a vanity, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
NIV, 英文 NIV, 翻译本翻作 meaningless, 没有意义。
In the NIV version, it says everything is meaningless.
这个也有意思。所以说一切都是没有意义。
Says everything is meaningless.
那我们就发现传道书太悲观了。
And we think that Ecclesiastes is very pessimistic.
我今天来教会怎么在听这个什么没有意义的，一切都没有意义，那我来这里也是没有意义啊，是不是？
So if everything is meaningless, does that mean coming to church and sitting here listening to the sermon is also meaningless?
这个传道书啊，不能只读前几章啊。
You cannot stop reading Ecclesiastes in the first few chapters.
读前几章就变成很灰心、很消极、
Because if you stop in the first few chapters, you'll feel very pessimistic about life.
传道书的第一章到十一章、就是 很消极的。
Chapters 1 through 11 of Ecclesiastes is pessimistic.
他要拆掉一个人的旧的观念。
He wants to tear down the old concept of a man.
什么是旧的观念？
What is an old concept?
没有神，我也过得很有意义的生活。
The old concept is, without God, I can still live a meaningful life.
这个是骗自己的。
This is lying to yourself.
这个是不对的。
This is wrong.
没有神，人也可以过得很好，这个是不对的。
That without God, man can live very well. This is wrong.
那这个所罗门要拆掉这个观念，他用十一章的圣经。
So Solomon used 11 chapters of the Bible to tear down this old concept.
然后这十一章的圣经，他不是讲理论。
These 11 chapters, he did not theorize.
所罗门是讲他个人真正的体验。
He talks about his own personal experiences.
我们人世间所经历，所罗门都经历过。
Everything that we encounter in life, Solomon has also encountered.
所以所罗门是经历过这个人生以后，对人生回头过来一个定论：如果没有神，一切都是没有意义的。
So Solomon made a conclusion after living through life that without God, all is meaningless.
如果有一个人没有神，他还说他活着很有意义、很有价值，这是因为他不了解人生。
If a person lived through life without God and says he lived a very meaningful life, it is because he did not understand God.
是因为他不认识神。
It is because he did not know God.
所以这个第一节、第二节开始就在讲一切都是虚空。
So from verse 1 and 2 says everything is meaningless.
然后第三节就问一个问题，我们大家要想。
So verse 3 poses a problem that we should all think about.
第三节说，人一切劳碌，就是他在日光之下劳碌，有什么益处呢？
What profit has a man from all his labor in which he toils under the sun?
我们每一天这么早上班，中国这么辛苦再回来，有什么意义呢？
We wake up so early to go to work, work the entire day and come back. What is the meaning of all that?
这是要我们来思想的。
This is worthy of our thinking about.
那所罗门到最后他一个结论就在十二章。
So Solomon made his conclusion in chapter 12.
他之所以人生会他会讲没有意义，是因为有一个事实。
He says that life is meaningless because of a truth.
就是每一个人都会死。
Which is everyone will die.
在人都会死的这个死结上，如果打不开来，人生就没有意义。
That if you cannot break the bounds of death, then a man's life is meaningless.
当这个财主在享奢华宴乐的时候，
When a rich man is living luxuriously,
那个时候不晓得多少人羡慕他。
There are so many people who admire him.
好，我们看财主死了。
But then once the rich man passes
away, 他在阴间里面连一滴水都没有。
He could not even have a drop of water in Hades.
财主活着，那个享福是几十年。
So the rich man enjoyed these few decades that he
was
alive. 但是
财主连一滴水都没有，那是永远的。
But he eternally cannot have but one drop of water.
那是可怕的。
So this is dreadful.
那如果从这个整个人生将来的结局来看，
And so looking at life at its conclusion,
那财主这么努力赚得这么多来享受他的人生，有什么价？有什么意义？
What is the meaning of having this rich man spend his entire lifetime working to attain wealth?
就变成没有意义了。
It becomes meaningless.
因为他不认识神。
Because he did not understand God.
因为他的人生不是以神为中心。
Because he did not live a God-centered life.
所以所罗门要拆掉人的观念。
And so Solomon wants to tear down our concept.
就是人没有神还可以活着很有价值，你很努力做工，你没有神，你的工作还很有意义，这是不对的。
That a person's life is meaningless even without God, that you can work very hard at your work and succeed without God.
所以第二节说，第三节，人在日光之下劳碌有什么意义呢？
So verse 3 says, in all his labor, what does he profit?
有时候我们在想，我们在看这个工作。
So sometimes when we think about work,
年轻人没有工作，你会发现这个是很难过的事情。
That for a young person to not have a job, this is very painful for them.
哦，但是啊，年纪大了还要工作，这也是很难过的事情。
But a person who's old and who needs to work is also very painful for them.
所以如果工作本身是好的
，So work in itself is good.
哇，你看到一个九十岁的老公公在那里很认真做工，你应该说啊，感谢主。
Then if you see a 90-year-old man who's working very hard, you should say, thank the Lord.
但你现在如果看到一个70岁的人要工作，你真的很可怜。这个年纪应该退休了，你还在工作。
But if you see someone who is over 70 and still working, you will have pity on them, saying, this person should be retired by now.
但如果一个年轻人不工作
，But if a young person does not work,
找不到工作，你就觉得他很可怜。
Or cannot find work, then you feel pity for him.
哇，这么可怜，学校毕业了已经两年找不到工作。
That a person has graduated from school and cannot find a job.
那为什么年轻人就要工作？那年老工作就是不好。
So how come it is good for a person to work when he's young, but when he's old, it becomes a pity?
所以这个就值得我们来想。
So this is worthy of our rethinking.
年轻人为什么要工作？
Why does a young person need to work?
因为他需要生活。
Because he needs to support a life.
没有工作。
Without work.
他没有生活的来源。
He has no source of income for life.
到年纪大了。
And when a person is old.
他已经有一个基础了。
He already has a foundation.
所以他就不需要工作。
And so he no longer needs to work.
所以有时候在看到一个信徒。
And so I was looking at a member.
六十几岁了。
He's over 60.
他要打两个工作。
He has two part-time jobs.
因为他要支持他的孩子到美国来。
Because he wants to support his children to come to the United States.
相当辛苦啊。
So he works very hard.
感谢主啊，神还是给他很健康的身体。
And thank God he has he's very healthy.
那最后他孩子都来了。
So later on, his children all came.
那他就不需要工作。
And he no longer needs to work.
好，那我们现在再来看，好吧？我们要怎么来面对这个虚空的人生
？So now we would like to study how do we face the meaningless life.
我们现在再来看第一章。
Turn back to chapter one.
第四节。
Verse four.
一代过去，一代就来，地却永远长存。
One generation passes away and another generation comes, but the earth abides forever.
但当时是农业的社会啊。
At that time, they have an agricultural society.
所以那个一代过去，一代又来，但是那个地，它耕的地还在那里啊。
And so generations pass away, but the earth or the land they till still remains.
所以有时候我们到一个公司上班。
So sometimes when we go to work,
你坐那个座位不晓得有多少人坐过。
The seat you're sitting in, you don't know how many more people precede you.
有的是退休，有的是被 lay off.
Some people who sat there before retired or were laid off.
所以他把那个桌子清理得干净。
So they cleaned up their desks.
谁纪念他呢？
Who remembers them?
他已经过去了。
He was already gone.
那现在换你来。
Now it's your turn.
那有一天你会出去的。
And one day, you will be the one who leaves.
那别人又接着来。
Another person will pass on.
所以工作本身是一直继续下去。
And so work is a continuous thing.
但是那人已经过去了。
But the person has already passed away.
因此，这个传道书叫我们认识虚空。
And so Ecclesiastes invites us to understand a meaningless vanity.
在罗马书里面也这样讲。
And in Romans it also says.
我们来看罗马书。
Romans.
罗马书的第一章。
Chapter
1. 21节。
Verse 21.
第一章二十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 21.
说，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏了。二十二节。
22.
自称为聪明，反成为愚拙。这里说，故意不认识神。
Here says that people do not know God.
也不荣耀他，也不感谢他。
And they do not glorify or praise him.
那接下去他们的思念就变为虚妄，
later,
无知的心就昏暗。
And later the, their hearts become vanity.
一个人一旦没有神啊，他所有的想法都变成虚妄。
A person without God, their thoughts are futile.
他就变成昏暗。
And their hearts become darkened.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
自称为聪明，反成为愚拙。
Professing to be wise, they become fools.
所以我们对整个工作的看法，如果你去问一个没有神的人，你看他回答很聪明，其实是愚拙的，因为他根本就没有神。
So a person in the workforce, if you ask them about work and they do not have God, they may give you a very wise answer, but it is foolish.
但是如果我们对工作要有一个正确的认识，我们要问那个在工作当中而且很敬畏神的人，他的答案才是对的。
And so if we want to understand work, then we need to ask the person who's working and who also has God, then the answer will be correct.
那到最后一章，所罗门就在讲，人 这总意就是要敬畏神。
In the last chapter of Ecclesiastes, Solomon concludes that a man is to worship God.
啊，就是要从神开始啊。
Means that you have to start from God.
一切才变成有意义、有价值。
So that everything becomes meaningful.
这个包括工作。
This includes your working life.
啊，基督徒也要工作。
Even Christians have to work.
但是为什么不同？
But why are we different?
因为基督徒在神的里面已经把工作给他新的意义，已经超越了工作的虚空。
Because Christians have redefined work. They have a good grasp of what work is.
好，我们现在来看啊，哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
啊，哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
二十二节
，verse 22，
哥罗西书第三章二十二节
，Colossians chapter 3 verse 22。
你们做仆人的，要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像讨人喜欢，总要从心里敬畏神。二十三节
，23。
无论做什么事，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。24节
，24。
你们知道，从主那里必得基业为赏赐。因为你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。好，这个地方说无论做什么要从心里，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Here says that whatever you do, you do for your master.
然后从主那里就要得基业为赏赐。
And that you will receive your reward as inheritance of the Lord.
所以我们过去分了教会的工作叫圣工，那我们在公司的工作叫做俗工，所以我们常常觉得说这个工作没有价值。
So,
这个是虚空的。
So we often divide church work in church as holy work and work outside just as work.
但是我们发现圣经不是这样讲。
But we realize that this is not what the Bible says.
我们在世界的工作。
The work we do in the world.
如果你是存心是要讨神喜欢。
If you want to please God in your heart.
是给神做的。
Doing it for the Lord.
那要在你的工作上要荣耀神的名。
And you want to glorify God in the workplace.
那虽然这个是世界的工作。
So even though the work is secular.
我们可以得到天国的基业为赏赐。
We can receive the reward of the inheritance of heaven.
那这也是在侍奉神。
And this is part of serving God.
就是要在我们的工作上让神的荣耀彰显出来。
Which is to glorify God's name in the workplace.
那这个工作就不虚空了。
And then this work becomes not vain.
所以同一件事情。
So it is the same matter.
你会发现我们那个做的心态不一样，结论会不一样。
You realize that with a different attitude, the result is also different.
有一次我们教会有一个信徒在一个三明治店打工。
Once a church member was working in a sandwich shop.
后来他老板说你们教会还有没有人，哇，以后 他那个三明治店里面好多我们教会信徒。
And the boss asked her, is there anybody else from your church who can work here? And later on he hired many of our church members.
为什么？
Why?
他发现你们教会信徒很好用。
Because he realized that the people, the workers from church are very good.
连钱你可以交给他管。
That he can trust his money with them.
钥匙也可以交给他。
He can trust their keys.
不需要人监工。
They do not need people to be supervised over them. And thank God.
这一批信徒像是给神做的，不是给人做的。
These members do the work for God, not for man.
所以老板可以信任。
And so the boss can trust them.
可以交托他。
Can entrust them with work.
那他们虽然在三明治店打工，收入不是很高，但他们也可以得天国的赏赐。
So even though they don't earn a lot from working in a sandwich shop, but they can gain a heavenly inheritance.
那这个叫做超越虚空。
This is transcending through futility.
但如果我们得到一个很好的工作，
If we receive a very good job,
比方说年薪10万
for example, if you have an annual salary of $100,000,
差不多从30岁到65岁，你35年卖给他了。
But when you're 30 to your 60, you've sold your life to your company.
卖300万
for $300,000.
哇，那你就$3 million
or $3 million.
那你就拿这个来买更好的房子，更大的享受。
And you can use this to buy a better house and other enjoyments.
但里面都没有神。
But inside, you do not put God in it.
那个就是虚空。
Then it becomes meaningless.
但是如果你这么好的工作，
But if you have a very good job,
你是给神做的，
You do it for the Lord.
在你工作上荣耀神，
In your workplace, you glorify God.
那个工作就有价值。
Then your work becomes meaningful.
所以从心里给神做，不是给人做的。
So in your heart, you do it for God and not for man.
让神的名在我们工作上得到荣耀。
So that God's name can be glorified in the workplace.
这个是我们每一天工作的意义。我们心里的最深处想，我要在我的工作荣耀神，这个就是意义。
So this is the meaning of our work that we every day in work we try to do it for God.
好，我们现在看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
三十四节。
Verse 34。
耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”
John chapter 4 verse 34. Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work."
主耶稣来世界上就要做神的工。
Jesus came to the world to do the work of God.
要遵行神的旨意。
To do the will of God.
所以圣经里面说，我父做事，我也做事，直到如今。
And so the Bible says, I work and my heavenly Father also works until today.
天上的神从创世开始一直做事。
Heavenly Father has begun his work from the beginning of the world.
那创作完了以后他做什么？
After he had created the universe, what did he do?
救赎。
He saved.
那借着耶稣来地上救人。
Through the coming of Jesus in the flesh, he saved mankind.
所以主耶稣就是那个神的工作的一个连续，在地上的连续。
And so Jesus is a continuation of God's work.
所以你看主耶稣在当时在社会上工作，他连最低工资也没有拿。
And so we see that Jesus, as he worked in the world, he did not even receive minimum wage.
但是主耶稣工作的价值非常的高。
But his meaning of his work is very high.
因为主耶稣的工作是神的工作在地上的一个连续，一个显现。
And so because Jesus' work in the world is a continuation or manifestation of God's work.
所以那个价值就在那里。
Then that is his value of work.
因此我们今天怎么样能够超越工作的虚空？
And so how do we go beyond the futility of work?
就是我们的工作要跟神那个更伟大的工作要连在一起。
Is that we have to connect our work with God's greater work.
那神那个更伟大的工作是什么？
What is the greater work of God?
就是要救人。
Which is to save people.
因此我们在教会的弟兄姊妹很多人
And so in many people in the church,
在他的工作场所传福音。
Preach the gospel in their workplace.
他工作也很认真不是不认真的。
They also work very diligently at work.
但是因为他接触很多人，他有很多的机会就传福音。
But because they come in contact with many people, they have a lot of chances to preach the gospel.
那个工作本身就变成非常有价值。
And so his work becomes very meaningful.
因为他的工作变成传福音的一个方法。
Because his workplace becomes a means to evangelize.
因为他的工作跟那最伟大的工作连在一起。
Because his work becomes then connected with the greater work of God.
所以各种不同的职业，我们都看他们带人到教会来。
So in all sorts of professions, we see people bringing people to church.
也有老师带学生来。
The teachers have brought their students.
也有带这个同事来的。
Or people bring their coworkers.
所以这个工作就变成很有价值，连读书也变成很有价值。
And so their work or even studying at school becomes very meaningful.
因为福音要传遍全世界，就是借着每一个信徒在社会上每一个阶层去把他们带信主。
Because, the gospel is to be preached throughout the world, meaning every profession, every member of every profession will bring people to church.
我们来看马太福音二十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音的二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
从三十四节开始。
From verse 34.
于是王要向那右边的说：“你这蒙我父赐福的，可以承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。因为我饿了，你们给我吃；我渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留住我。”这里说这个绵羊要被分到右边，能够到天国享受福乐。
Here says that the sheep will be divided to the right hand side and will receive the joy of the world.
因为他去实际上爱人
，because they love mankind，
给人吃，给人穿，去探访在医院监牢里面的人。
They have given people food, given them clothes to wear, and visited those who were in jails.
所以今天我们在教会里面要提倡义工。
And so in the church, we have to promote community service.
我们2005年底有四个义工到西非去帮忙学生联恩会。
At the conclusion of year 2005, we have four groups of people who went to
四个义工 four volunteers.
Four volunteers to go to Eastern Africa to serve.
有的是学生，有的是在公司上班。
Some are students, others are people working.
请假两个礼拜。
They took 2 weeks of vacation.
到西非去帮忙联学生联会。
To go to Africa to help with their student spiritual.
参加的那个学生有121个。
There are 121 participants.
99个得圣灵。
99 of which received the Holy Spirit.
他们很高兴，听到人也很高兴。
So these volunteers are very happy.
所以他们的工作就变成很有价值。
So their work becomes very meaningful.
因为旅费也他们自己出。
They provided their own airfare.
哦，他们自己工作赚钱，然后自己付旅费去帮忙他。
They work, earn money, and took this money to help people.
所以他的人生变得很有价值。
And so their lives become very meaningful.
那我们已经连续三四年了，有这个义工到南美去帮忙学生联会。
And for 3 or 4 years now, we have volunteers who go to South America to help out.
那每次我到阿根廷去，就听那边青年说，哇，给他们很多的帮忙。
And the youth in Argentina said that they provide them with great help.
那这里也有学生，也有在上班的。
And there are students and also people who work.
那他们的工作就变成很有价值。
And so their work becomes very meaningful.
因为除了工作之外，他们参加义工。
Because other than working, they also participate in these volunteering.
所以有时候我们在医院看了，有一些生癌症的没有办法家人送到医院去，你打电话他就服务就来了。在医院有那个义工的服务。
Oh, in the hospitals, they also have volunteer services.
去帮忙别人。
To help people.
那里面很多是基督徒。
And inside in these communities, there are many Christians.
那个义工就是出于神的爱在感动他。
And these services are done out of the love of God in their hearts.
那有的在公司里面也有很重要的职位。
And some people have very important roles in their company.
那你如果到盐湖城去参观。
And if you go to
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah, 那个摩门教的总部。
The headquarters of the Mormons.
那就会有义工来替你当导游。
There will be these people from the Mormon Church who come to be your free tour guides.
那有的那个义工是律师啊。
And some of these volunteers are lawyers.
但他每个礼拜一定要抽几个小时来做义工。
But every week they will take some time to do a community service.
服侍他们的教会。
To serve their church.
所以今天我们教会需要有这种义工。
And so in our church today, we need to have this type of service.
那你的生活虽然在事业上你有你的职业，你的生活就变得很有意义。
So even though you have your careers in your life will become very meaningful.
因为我们真的有在爱人，有在服侍人。
Because we truly love and serve others.
这个就是要超越虚空的一个方法。
So this is a way to go beyond futility.
但是更值得想的就是，如果我们生活没有缺乏。
So even more is that if we do not lack anything in our lives,
我们应该要提早退休。
We can retire early.
来全时间来服侍神。
To serve God full time.
有时候我在看到教会的信徒已经六十几岁了，你在公司里面还这么拼，在拼什么？
And I see some members who are over 60 and they still strive so hard at work.
你这个 401k 大概已经用不完了，你到底在拼什么？
That they already have so much funds in their 401k.
教会里面这么缺乏人。
That in the church we lack manpower.
但是你在公司里面一大早上班，一拜五下班还带着 beeper， 聚会冲出去接电话。
And that you go to work so early, come home so late, bring your beeper to church and rush back to work.
但是教会的牧道者需要跟进软弱的信徒，需要拜访，没有人。
That there needs to be people who follow up with truth seekers or weaker members, but there's no one to do the work.
如果那些能够提早退休
，If these people can retire earlier,
接受训练。
Be trained,
我们好多的义工。
Then we have so much volunteers.
所以我们要知道。
And so we have to know.
工作是为着生活。
We work to live.
不是生活为工作。
We don't live to live to work.
因此，我们不要全部的时间精力投到工作里面。
So let us not devote our entire time and energy into work.
如果我们真的要工作
，If we really want to work,
要在我们工作上显神的荣耀。
We have to exemplify God's glory in the workplace.
要在工作的能够节制的地方多节制一点来做义工。
That we have self-control in our workplace to do more volunteer work.
甚至提早退休来做全时间的工作。
Even to the point of retiring early and to work for God full time.
那个所罗门讲的虚空就不在我们的生活里面发生了。
Then the meaningless that is talked about by Solomon will not exist in our life.
所以我们还有天国的赏赐，不虚空。
Because we have a heavenly inheritance which is not
meaningless. 我们要离世的那一刻。
So the day we depart from the
像主耶稣要离世的那一刻
，just as when Jesus was to depart from the world，
说父啊，求你让我跟你一起享受荣耀。
Where he says, Lord, let me enjoy the heavenly glory with you。
他很有把握，天国有荣耀。
He was sure that you have glory in heaven。
因为他的工作是以神为中心的。
Because he led a God-centered work life。
但是很可惜我们现在活着要像所罗门。
But unfortunately, we live like Solomon today。
死的要像保罗。
But we die like Paul。
这很难呐。这个是很难的。
This is hard.
因为你活着一直追求世界，什么都要有。
Because when we live, we want to pursue for everything in the world.
里面没有神啊。
Inside which has no God.
死的时候，神啊，给我荣耀的冠冕，这个很难。
But at the end, we want to be like Paul and ask God for His glory.
所以我们的观念要改变。
So we had to change our concept.
生活要调整。
We had to alter our lifestyle.
我们的工作就不虚空。
Then our life, our work will not be meaningless.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
第几首啊？忘记了。210首，是不是？
210